I think that most young people, all young people, practically all young people, understand that drinking and driving does not make sense. But it still happens. It's important to remember that it happens a whole lot less than it used to in the past 30 years. The rates of the fatality rates for impaired driving have dropped by 60%. So we have made substantial change over the past couple of decades. But with that said, there are still way too many people dying. A little under 2,000 teenagers die from impaired driving crashes every year.
What do you do as an organization to get your message across effectively?
Well, we're a peer-to-peer organization, so we really rely on the power of young people talking to each other and watching out for their friends. That's the core message for why SAD was founded, and that's still the main message that we have. We think that young people looking out for their friends, taking the car keys away, not getting into the car with people who've been drinking, these are the best way to actually make a difference among their friends. I mean, there have been studies done. All of the teachers tell you over and over you shouldn't drive while after you've been drinking, and yet it still happens. And so, how do you actually make a difference on the ground? And I think it has to be the people who are actually there on the scene, and those tend to be young people and friends.
Is it just up to them?
It has to be a multi-pronged approach, and there have been a lot of steps taken. There has to be law enforcement that's involved. There have to be clear rules that are posted and enforced by college campuses, by local police. There has to be publicity about it, that it is not acceptable. And as I say, we have made significant progress, but there's still a ways to go.
You know, we live in this culture where alcohol is celebrated in sports. Oftentimes when you turn on the TV, you know, we're bombarded by alcohol ads. If you want to watch a game outside of the home, you know, sometimes it tends to be at a sports bar. How does this climate make it more challenging to really drive that message of responsible drinking home?
Well, it does, and the individuals themselves have to make decisions when they leave the bar. There certainly are responsibilities of servers and of bar owners. There is heightened liability for bar owners who allow people to leave the bars. But again, it does have to be a societal change, sort of a closing down on what is and isn't acceptable.
Well, you know, as an organization, have you given this much thought in terms of, in an ideal world, when we open up a magazine or turn on the TV or the radio, what would you like to see here when it comes to responsible drinking?
That's a tough question. As you said yourself, alcohol tends to be depicted as a way to have a great time. This is what people do at parties. There are obviously a lot of very bad things in this society that go along with alcohol consumption, and those don't show up in the ads. I think that people have a responsibility to make themselves aware of and to recognize all the bad things that also go along with overuse of alcohol, because there's plenty of evidence of that around.
Do you see a tremendous amount of progress, or do we still have a long way to go?
When you have thousands of people who are dying on the highways because of impaired driving, and a lot of them, blood people are dying through no fault of their own, they just happen to be in the way, yes, that's a huge, big problem. There are a lot of organizations who pay a lot of attention to it. MAD has done a great job. SAD's been working on this for 30 years as well. And we just have to keep at it. The 0.08 restriction was made major progress. That was a big step in the right direction. There's a big push on ignition interlock. I mean, we really have to be serious about this and work on it together.